T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Slacker and Steve.
I never realized that leftover food would be such a glaring example of the distance between my childhood and Steve's childhood.
Yeah,
we haven't even asked Amber where she's at. Did you grow up with leftovers?
Oh, yeah.
So you weren't poor, poor, but you were not.
We just weren't wasteful.
Oh, God. I mean, that's exactly that what we're talking about. Oh, my God.
Because you guys had leftovers for different reasons.
Leftovers were the bulk of the meals that I ate.
Oh.
Like, we would, like, my parents would cook one day and then try to get several meals. Like, they'd make a big pot roast, right?
Yeah.
And you'd have to eat that. And then the next night you'd eat it again. And then the next day you'd have roast beef sandwiches.
Ooh, okay.
Or whatever. And then the couple days after that, they'd grind up what was left. And it's almost like tuna fish. Have you ever had beef tuna fish? I don't know if I'm making sense.
No.
It's like you grind up beef and make it like tuna fish with mayonnaise and relish or whatever.
Wow.
So it's like, so then you have a paste on a sandwich like tuna fish or chicken salad, but it's beef salad.
Okay.
A beef paste.
But it's exactly like if you like chicken salad and you like tuna salad, you would, it's the same.
Okay.
You like roast beef with mayonnaise, right?
I do, and I love tuna with mayonnaise.
It's just, it's like you eat a roast beef sandwich and chew it up and then put it inside another sandwich.
Okay, that's just
gross.
But so what did I just describe? Four or five meals. Right.
They were ahead of the trend.
But meal prepping is you make something fresh every day. Like you make it and then you just prepare that much that day.
Right.
My parents would prepare a bunch and just store it, and like you're eating old
food.
It's
like getting old.
Yes.
As the week goes on.
When I was a kid, I always thought that leftovers was a poor person thing. Because we'd always make enough for one meal. It's fresh. We'd all eat. And then if there was anything left over, we'd just throw it away. And then the next day, you'd make a whole different
meal. You didn't give it to Jeeves or
the dog, maybe, but that's
wow.
It. Yeah.
See, I think I figured it out. My parents both grew up poor.
Got it.
But we weren't. So I think they, because we did the same thing, pot roast and then have it for dinner the next day or, you know,
lunch
whatever it
whatever.
Was. Yeah. So I was always, especially if you brought leftovers home from the restaurant or whatever, it was like a good thing. Like, oh, yes, it was enough for leftovers. We get to have this yummy meal again tomorrow. It was never a bad thing.
I always thought that whoever cooked that meal couldn't measure correctly and it made too much.
No,
because like you
Steve.
Said, why do I want to eat old food the next day?
That's a just, there's no telling. Like, I do. Well, no, you are. You're just like rut boy. So you know exactly how much you're going to eat.
Yeah,
like,
I never have.
My children are super inconsistent. Like one day meal, just be totally into chicken fingers. And then like she'll eat five. And the next day she'll be like, yeah, one's good. And you're like, well, I made five.
Oh,
so you're just like, so you just make five every time.
But if she didn't like it when it was fresh, freshly made, why would she like it when it's been in there?
That's
for
a great point, but I'm not throwing it away. Okay. I'm not throwing it away. Okay. That's all I'm saying. Well, the reason we're talking about leftovers is Amber's generation is too dumb to know what to do with them. And I'm not saying Amber herself, because I think she's got a grip on it because she doesn't want to be wasteful. But
her.
The average millennial throws away 633 meals a year.
Gee, that's like
that
two a day.
That is so wasteful.
Because they don't know how to reheat food. This is a real story printed on real paper.
I can't believe it's real. They say they don't know what to do with the leftover. You eat it. You eat it. Yeah. What? There is a microwave. There's an oven. There's a stove.
Right.
Like, you eat it. It's food.
They don't know how to work the microwave?
Or what? I don't know.
I'm not lying, Steve. It says, yes, they throw out the equivalent of 186 plates of food every year. People aged above 34.
Because they're not taught by their parents?
They don't know how to deal with them.
I don't know how they couldn't be taught by their parents. They lived with them for 25 years.
That's exactly
Or 30. Yeah. And they're great about saving. They're great about the environment. They're great about why.
But then what are they doing? Like, if you're environmental and all those things, you sit there and stare at your microwave and go, I don't know what to do, until the food is moldy, and then you throw it away?
I guess.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere,
anytime, on the Radio.com app. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.